A task force trying to address these arts funding issues met recently with a panel of big nonprofit art executives in town. And the very first question from the audience was really telling.
Do you have an operating reserve on your balance sheet? And if so, how many months of expenses will it cover?
So he's asking these arts groups about their rainy day funds.
Yes. We can cover probably a year.
That's the Blumenthal.
Yes, 1 month.
The Gantt Center.
Yes, 1 month.
Theater Charlotte.
Yes, probably 6 to a year.
The Mint.
Yes, 0.
And the North Carolina Dance Theater. Now, the reason this question was so important is that when you talk to Charlotte's biggest nonprofit arts groups about their financial situation, the first thing they mention is cash reserves. You gotta have a healthy contingency fund to feel secure right now, when the grants they've long relied on from the Arts and Science Council are being cut drastically. You also need a strong endowment fund and a lot of really engaged donors.
For an idea of what happens when a nonprofit lacks those three things, just look at the Charlotte Symphony. The Symphony had already been running deficits when the Arts and Science Council cut its funding in half. This was a few years ago, and the Symphony's been in a financial tailspin ever since. Without any cash reserve, it's like living paycheck to paycheck, never sure if there'll be enough for rent at the end of the month. Symphony President Bob Stickler says his main goal right now?
Don't lose more money than we lost the year before, and hopefully, and we are, lose a lot less money than we did the year before.
Stickler is still tallying up the fiscal year that ended in June, but he's pretty sure the result is better than the nearly $700,000 the Symphony lost last year. He says a boost in donations from Symphony board members helped. So did a salary freeze the musicians' union agreed to.
You know, I think that we can work hard and get to a break-even now. The problem is it's like being on a 15-mile-an-hour treadmill. You're constantly having to run, and you're just staying in place.
What the Symphony needs to get off that treadmill, says Stickler, is an endowment. That's how most successful arts institutions work. He figures it would take a nest egg of about $40 million to spin off enough interest that the Symphony could really be secure.
But endowments don't always work like they're supposed to.
On a windy day in October 2010, city and county officials lined up to cut the ribbon on the new Mint Museum uptown. Years earlier, when the economy was still booming, the city hatched a plan to give the Mint and the Gantt Center new homes, renovate Discovery Place, and add a new performing arts theater and modern art museum to the mix.
The plan was to raise rental car taxes to pay for construction of the buildings. Operating expenses would be covered by interest payments from an $82 million endowment the community would raise. The city would own the buildings, the nonprofits would use them rent-free and only have to pay for utilities. But the post-recession reality has fallen short. None of the groups is getting what they expected from the endowment. For the Mint, it's about $500,000 a year less, according to CEO Kathleen Jamison. And that is on top of a 40% cut in ASC grant money to the Mint since the start of the recession. Jamison says the Mint has actually had to dig into its cash reserves for the first time in recent memory.
13 is really the first year that all of this perfect storm is coming home to roost. And it will only amplify in 14.
Speaking of coming home to roost, the Mint just announced this week it'll be closed on both Mondays and Tuesdays from now on and open an hour later the rest of the week. Jamison expects that to save hundreds of thousands of dollars. As for the old Mint Museum on Randolph Road, Jamison says getting rid of it is not an option. Half of the museum staff and 85% of its collection is housed there. If they weren't using the Randolph facility, which is rent-free, they'd just have to rent office and storage space somewhere else.
A similar perfect storm is also brewing across the plaza at the Beckler Museum.
Hey. How can I help you?
I'm here to meet with John Boyer.
The Beckler's been open 3 years now, and paid attendance has dropped as the novelty wears off. Big checks from the Beckler family to help the museum get running are drying up, too, says CEO John Boyer.
This will be the first year that we're completely freestanding and relying on the wonderful relationships that we've been able to form with a number of the corporations in town and of course several foundations, but most importantly the individuals in the community that have come to be engaged with us.
Stronger than expected enthusiasm from local patrons of modern art has enabled the Beckler to sock away about $700,000 for a rainy day. That is huge. But Boyer says keeping expenses down has been the real key, which means for now the Beckler can only afford to do a major exhibition every other year.
And how does he get beyond that? The same way Kathleen Jameson over at the Mint plans to.
We're going to need this community to rally for us.
And that probably means the government, too. City and county funding for the ASC has dropped 25% over the last decade. State funding for Charlotte cultural groups is pretty spotty, says Laura Meyer-Wellman. She's with the Foundation for the Carolinas and on the Cultural Life Task Force looking at options to address the arts funding problem.
I do think on the state level, and then I clearly think on the county and local level, we ought to put our money where our mouth is. If we want to be a world-class city, then arts and culture are at the heart of that as much as anything else.
It'll be months before the Cultural Life Task Force makes any recommendations. But the group is already clear on one thing. For the arts to thrive in Charlotte, everyone will have to give more money, either voluntarily or through higher taxes.
Which is the route many other cities have taken. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.
And I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.